is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and we are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we have been and will be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7:30, for the entire 2023 football season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. The playoff-bound Frederica Academy Knights.
Yes, finally, we're in playoff week. Get the bye week. As I was driving over here, it's got positives and negatives. You kind of get out of your routine, and then you also, you hope you don't mess anything up, but at the same time, positive side is you get to rest a little bit and work on some things that you don't have to fly through. So, but you know, if we win this week, there's no rest for the weary. We go right back to work on Saturday morning as soon as possible.
So has it been a good week of practice as the team responded?
I think this going through, we've repped a ton of stuff, and defensively, just getting lined up, been in the right spot. I think that's a big key for us right now on defense, is just being in the spot. We went back and watched a ton of film. If you get lined up, do things wrong. If you line up in the wrong place and do some stuff, they're gonna break some on you. So we got to be in the right spot, get our fits in the right areas on defense. Offensively, I think we have a very solid plan of where we know we're going to attack them at certain areas, and we're going to do what we do, and we just have to be really good at it. Don't turn the football over.
Having 2 weeks to prepare, are you tempted to put in, try and install new stuff, or just get better at what you already know how to do?
We don't create a lot of stuff unless it's right there on the fly in practice when Coach Urien's drawing something up. And then I come over and take his pen away from him, and then I draw something up.
Bad coach.
Yeah, that's about it. But for the most part, it's get better at what we do. And we run the same place. We just try to outflank you in different areas with different formations. And our kids do a really good job. I mean, if you were to look at one of our offensive scripts, you'd probably see somewhere around 36, 38 different formations in the last 3 or 4 days, and then the plays that we run out of it, is where we're going to try to attack certain areas, and then on the flip side of that, Coach K, he's not going to install anything that the kids haven't seen or heard. And he put in one little wrinkle this week, and then that's been about it. But he'll go back and pull something out of the closet from way back when, and next thing you know, we're like, oh yeah, we've done that. So he pulls those things out, and he does a good job on defense. And I think our kids, he just wants our kids to be comfortable on defense and play fast and give them some different looks. And right now, I think they've done a pretty good job this week of doing that. We've still got tomorrow to get it all fine-tuned. So hopefully we'll be ready to go. And, biggest thing is, take care of the football and get to the football.
Yeah. Apart from the bullet game, it really started to feel like the team was really starting to hit its stride in the final quarter of the season as it went. Do you feel that they're at a good spot now and where you expected them to be going into this first playoff matchup?
We've had to overcome some injuries, and those are some setbacks that you have to deal with coaching wise, and losing Hamp was big, but I really think that Gavin and Hayes have done a really good job in there of trying to fill the gaps in that spot, and They done a really good job this week of seeing it and reading it and getting to the football and understanding what we need to do. And our other guys, our seniors, our outside backers have gotten a lot better. And I feel like our secondary, just getting lined up and getting where we need to be and getting our keys is going to be big for us. And, those are the things that you look at when you get going forward. Are we where we want to be? I think we're where we thought we would be right now. The loss of Hamp was big, but I think our guys have done a good job of trying to overcome it and get ready.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Going to take a quick sidestep from talking about preparation of the game and talk about the postseason honors or end-of-season honors, I guess. The all-region team came out, and there was more than a healthy representation of Frederica Knights on the squad.
Yeah, we had seven guys. exciting for those guys. We had four seniors and three juniors that made the squad. You know, Jordan was Region Player of the Year with 2,497 yards rushing, and you know
that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I think that still leads the state of Georgia in all rushing categories. So, and I think he's 15th in the country.
Yeah,
so.
I noticed where the GHSA leader had to put on his social media image, GHSA rushing leader.
Yeah,
that was nice.
They have to identify that now. They want to make sure that they know what association they're in. They don't want to count us. They want to include us. We just roll everybody into it. Welcome. It, you know, nationally and everything. You know, he was the region player of the year. Then you had Blake, that was one of the region players of the year, done a really good job outside linebacker, punting, playing wide receiver, just, you know, really done a good job for us this year. Rico, another guy that, you know, does a good job on offense. He's kind of that, he gets out there, and if he gets going, you've got a double-headed monster on Friday night, and he's done a good job. And I thought he's done a really good job of acclimating at the outside linebacker spot, him and Blake did down in there. So, you know, with those guys getting in there and getting after it, it's been pretty exciting to look at that. And I'm trying to think, who is that? Who's our fourth senior all of a sudden? Our fourth? Hamp was the fourth senior. Yeah, and he'll probably be all-state, too, because he had 100 tackles before, even up until, what, 7.5 games? He had 7.5 games, had 100 tackles already. So he'll probably be all-state as well, you know, just looking at the numbers. I think I looked at the numbers, and he's, like, right still in the top 10 or 15 in the state right now and playing 8 games. So Hamp, that being that fourth senior, you know, and like I said, he had his surgery yesterday and doing pretty well, so
we're glad to
know that he's doing better. And then our juniors, of course, Hayes Carter, Tucker, and Will Johnson, and that's big for us because Will and Tucker have done a really good job up front on the offense and defensive lines. And then Hayes blocking for Jordan, and then, you know, having to play multiple spots on defense this year as the seasons went along. Started out at Will, went down and played the defensive end, and then he's dropped back. Now he's playing Mike linebacker and doing a really good job. He's been just universally really solid all year. And it's just exciting to see because now you got three guys that are on all region that'll be back again next year. And I expect Eastside to be all region next year too as a senior. Those four seniors, it's going to be a small class, but a lot of expectations with them too.
Some pretty high expectations, but I know that they are more than capable. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here on location from V Pizza on St. Simons, and this segment brought to you by V Pizza. and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time for us to venture into the Adam Norman realm and talk about the health of the team. How are we looking?
Fuller's back. Still got a slight limp, but he's okay. We lost Smitty to a thumb injury in the locker room last week, and he's still out. He's still down.
See, now I heard that he was fighting off some terrorists who were trying to infiltrate the practice facility.
Probably was what was happening with a football, is what I'm
guessing. With a football,
yeah, with a football. Yes. I was trying to think about the football in the locker room. And then Grant Hoder rolled an ankle today and has a high ankle sprain, so he'll probably be out this Friday in tackling drills. So we'll probably be missing him at some reps up front on the defensive line, so we got to get a little bit more of a rotation now with some guys and revamp that as we go into practice tomorrow. But, I think we're pretty healthy going in for it to be week 15 or 16.
Something like that. Yeah, and that's the thing that I noticed is that, apart from Hamp, and, that's not trying to diminish the loss of Hamp at all, but apart from that, it's been a pretty healthy season for the Knights this year, injury-wise.
So far, so good. When we have small numbers, anybody that goes down it hurts you in one form or fashion, whether you're at practice, helping us at practice or in the game, and so we got to get a few of those guys. We get some people, we get Fuller back full speed. That'd be great. And, get Smitty, build back up a little bit, get that little cast thing he's got on off over there and get everybody back, get Grant hopefully back next week if we can take care of business this Friday.
So I say, is Smitty's injury going to keep him off the field Friday? Or?
He'll be on the field. He'll be over there, but he'll probably just be the ball boy this week. He'll be our one-armed ball boy. him and Durkin can work together and have two good arms.
He was rescuing a couple of lower kids, students from a wild hyena is what I heard.
Yeah, that exactly is what happened, I'm sure. It's not the story I heard when I walked in there, so.
I told him when you've got a stupid injury, you come up with a really grandiose story to make up for it. You don't say, I frammed my hand against the locker and playing around in the locker room. You come up with something more interesting to say.
There you go. So he didn't do that. I think he just came out and, Coach, I broke my thumb. I was like, okay. So and we went from there.
So there it goes. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and transition into talking about this upcoming Friday's opponent, the Terrell Academy. We determined that the Eagles, is that correct?
They are the Eagles.
All right. Yes. And they're one of those weirdo teams that doesn't submit anything to Max Preps. You had to go into all kinds of other spots to find out anything about the team. Just give the Frederica faithful the breakdown of what this team is all about, what kind of season they've had. I think 6-4 is what they wound up with.
6-4, started out 6-0, and they've lost the last four. But they're athletic on the perimeter. They got a quarterback that's got some good wheels. He can throw the ball down the field. Got a big wide receiver, number 5. They put him at the wildcat position, too, that quarterback, and snap it directly to him. He's a big kid, 6'3", about 220. Can get downhill in a hurry. And they've got a pretty good size offensive line and defensive line up front. So we're going to have to do a good job staying on blocks, maintaining blocks on offense and defensively, getting off some blocks and getting some pressure on two. But when we get pressure on two, we got to keep the contain. That's been our biggest, my biggest thing this week, yelling and screaming, is got to keep the contain. Wherever we bring our pressure from, the other side's got to keep the contain to keep it bottled up, going in to bounce outside and use his feet. So, they come in here. They're a good football team. They're traditionally really good. They used to, I think, when we won it in Triple A the last couple times we were there in Triple A playing at Mercer, they were in Double A and playing Gatewood at the time for the state team. So they've moved up to in the new reclassification at the time.
Thus explaining why they sounded familiar, but we've never played them.
Right. So. They're 4.5 hours away. So over there on the Alabama, near the Alabama line. So
DNA Georgia.
Yeah, and so
damn near Alabama.
Yeah, they're right at Alabama. So, but we haven't really played them, and so this is our first meeting. And then Coach Murdoch does a really good job. He's been around a long time, and he's a good coach. So they're going to come in with their offense that they're spread type concept, and defensively they get in a 3-4, or sometimes as we like to call it, just 5-2, and go play football. And they're going to do their thing and tell you if you can beat them.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, I think we talked about this either the last time we sat down, or maybe we talked about it last week on the show. Honestly, it all kind of blends together at this point of the season. But the transitive property, they lost to some teams that we beat, and some that we beat soundly. Of course, you know, it's the ones that we beat early in the season. They're losing to them late in the season. So how much, if any, weight do you put into that speculation as to what this team truly is going to, what kind of product they're going to deliver onto the field Friday night?
I don't really put a ton into it at all. Everybody's transitioned over the season, you know, in different ways. So for us, what can we attack? We look at areas that we can attack and go at it. And where other teams are a little bit different, Brookwood was keep everybody spread out and throw it all over the field. And that's not our MO. So, you know, we go into it with a different mindset every week to get our guys prepared and look at what we can, you know, expand our strengths and diminish our weaknesses as we go into it. So I feel like for us, you know, the transit property, this tipped area has gotten better, I think, as the season's went along. I think Brookwood's probably gotten better, but also gotten a little nicked up some, too, as they've been going through it. So we'll see. I mean, for us, we got to come out and do what we do, and we got to play with some intensity, you know, and we got to be physical all night long.
You never want to look ahead past the current opponent, but how heavy is that canceled Valwood game weighing on us right now, not knowing what they look like and how we match up in real life with the potential of us facing them next week?
It doesn't weigh on me heavy at all. We had the same experience 2017 when the hurricane came through. We were supposed to play them week three. Hurricane blew through. We couldn't play them. We had to cancel. So, and then we played them in the Final Four and lost in the last 22 seconds. So, you know, that weighs on me still a little bit today. But other than that, of us playing, we just got to go out there. We got to take care of our business this Friday, and then we'll focus on Valwood and what we can do against them if we get the opportunity. And we got to take care of our business this Friday to get that opportunity.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here on location at Meat Pizza on St. Simon's. And this segment brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust and by Ashley Business Solutions. All right, so real quick, let's talk about this, all right? The state of South Carolina has taken some pretty significant talent from Georgia over the years. Deshaun Watson, Sunshine, Trevor Lawrence. The possibility is there that they could be getting a record setter in the form of a preferred walk-on offer to Jordan Triple this past week. But, I mean, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Not Clemson.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, that's big. An SEC that's not Florida. Yeah, I'm all about that.
I long as he goes somewhere that's not Florida.
As long as it's not orange and blue. Look, I love you, Jalen, but it's, you know, my red and black heart can only put up with so much orange in my life. And
I want to wear an orange shirt every time for the radio show.
Good Lord, in the morning.
There you go.
I mean, of course, you've got that Tennessee, you know, safety vest on the side of the road doing community service in orange.
You're always prepared.
Oh yeah, you're
always that's your hunter safety course color for Friday when you go hunting. That's your clothes when you go on the game day on Saturday, and that's when you pick up trash on Sunday. It keeps you taken care of in Tennessee. It's the old joke up there. So you wear that same vest all the time. So. That was the joke, the running joke in Tennessee when we were kids.
Oh, it still gets used.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
but all seriousness, that you know, a South Carolina Gamecocks, a PWO offer to Jordan Trimble, that's big.
Yeah, it is. You know, that's going to be up to him, mom and dad, and their decision on all of that. I know it probably weighing on them. I kind of stay out of that. Let them. Discuss all of that. I'm going to support him wherever he goes, and I'll turn on the TV and cheer him on when he's playing on Saturdays, just like I do Jalen. And then we'll all sit there and hope in 4 or 5 years that we get to have another draft party or something. You know, we're excited, hopefully, to have a first one maybe this year. And when you look, like I said last Sunday, you just reflect back on some of those things. How fortunate, I guess, for us in such a small time. In the program that we've started, we may have a guy that breaks the state rushing record. We got a guy that has gone to Auburn and may get drafted and play in the NFL. You know, and then we may get
drafted in the first round.
Yeah, and then you look up and we've been to the state championship 3 times in 11 years as well. So, and won 2 of them. So, and it's a very young football program. And people look at us and go, well, your winning percentage is not real high, but they also look at us and go, yeah, you play a lot of heavyweights week in, week out, too. So I think we've earned the respect of a lot of people across the state of Georgia. And some people still don't know us, but at the same time.
They will.
I mean, over time, when it's all said and done, we reflect back on it. We've had a pretty good run, and we're going to continue to work our butt off to continue to have a really, really good run at this place. And I feel like we're going in a direction right now. And Jordan is he has helped enhance it. Every time he goes out on a Friday night, he helps enhance the program and make it better. And that's, you know, just like Jalen and Jay Sean and all the guys before Patrick, those guys in 2018, and everyone is a contributor. When they come back, it's part of the family, you know. And I want everybody to feel that way. And it's kind of pretty awesome when you think back on it. We went to 2020 in the state championship, and all the guys that had come back to stand on the sideline and want to be there, and on Final Four night when we beat Tift area to get to the state championship. And you get to that point, if we're there this Friday and then went and beat Terrell, when we go load up to go to Valwood, I guarantee you there'll be 15-20 guys that played in the past that'll be standing on that sideline rooting us on to get to another state championship. So pretty special place. We've done a pretty good job, and hopefully we continue to do that.
I'm glad I've been a part of it, I'll tell you that.
You've been the voice of the Knights the whole time, so you've seen it all.
The whole time for your career, most of Clint's career before that. But, yeah, it's been 12 seasons now.
Yeah, football for 12 years at Frederica, really.
Yeah,
this is my 11th year. We've only had varsity football for 12 seasons at Frederica.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy when you think about it.
And you know, how many broadcasters out there never get to call a state championship game, and I've had 3 now.
Right.
I feel honored. I really do. I feel glad to be a part of this, and just absolutely flabbergasted to watch it all happen every Friday, week in, week out, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
We're glad you're doing it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So Friday night, under the Oaks, the Frederick Academy Knights taking on the Terrell Academy Eagles. 7:30 kickoff for that. Let's just, you know, wrap it up these last couple of minutes with what needs to happen. Start off with the offense. What does the offense need to make happen other than make sure there's a steady diet of number 4 getting the ball?
Offensively, we need to dominate the line of scrimmage. We need to win the line of scrimmage. They're going to bring some blitzes. We got to pick it up. We got to dominate the line of scrimmage. We got to handle that. And if if we can do that and not turn the football over, but every coach is going to say don't turn the ball over. No turnovers. Dominate the line of scrimmage and just execute. Don't have any mental errors. You know, the discipline part of it. You know, we know the snap count. We know what we're doing. Don't, and we harped on it today, don't let them draw us offside to do things. Do those things. Be really good at what you do. You don't have to do anything else but be good at what you do. And that's the difference between teams in the playoffs. And I've heard coaches say it for years, is the team that can run the football in November is the team that's going to end up playing in December. So, you know, we've got to continue to be able to run the football like we've been able to, and we got to dominate the line of scrimmage.
And, of course, on the defensive side?
The defensive side is we've got to control the line of scrimmage with our front three. And then we've got to get to the football. We got to gang tackle, and we got to create some turnovers. You know, take care, you know, get down the line and take good angles. Read our keys. That's the big thing, reading our keys, understanding it, getting the call, the pull calls and everything else when we see it. We've had a really good week of seeing it. I think our scout team guys have done a good job with it. And so we got to go out there and execute on defense and not give up the big play. You know, take that and get lined up right to eliminate the big play.
And since it looks like there's the possibility that we'll be watching a whole heck of a lot more Beamer ball in the next 4 years, assuming he doesn't get canned, let's talk about special teams, what we got to make happen there.
Well, special teams-wise, we, you know, just do what you're supposed to do on special teams, protect if we punt. Got a few things for us on the return. You know, and we can't give up any extra possessions. Can't give up an onside kick or any of that kind of stuff. That we can't let them steal a possession. And if we don't, if we do those things, and we practice them. I mean, we've practiced the squib kick, the short kick. We've practiced just about every one of those things for the last 2 or 3 days. Coach K does a really good job of that with special teams. And we create a turnover or you know, a big shift in momentum with a return or something like that. On a kickoff or a punt return, that would be huge for us. And just control special teams. Take that one third of the game and win it, and then go out and control the line of scrimmage.
All right, so two more nights, and then it's time for the first playoff game of the 2023 season for the Fredericia Knights. To all the players, don't go licking any doorknobs or anything. Nobody come down with COVID, knock on the wood. We'll see y'all Friday night under the Oaks. Kickoff 7:30 to take on the Terrell Academy Eagles in the second round of the GIAA playoffs. And we will be back here next week. So once again, thank you for joining us for the Fredericia Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off as soon as Coach Derrick wraps it up with those two words.
Go Knights.
To find out if we're actually going to be doing this Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, somebody asked that earlier, and I don't know.